From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Oil prices are rising further today after taking a breather last week. Oil futures in New York climbing to just over $105 a barrel as the conflict in Libya drags on, diminishing prospects for a quick end to the showdown there. Phil Flynn, a senior market analyst with PFG Best Research, says we can expect even higher gas prices as well.
We could be talking about $4 a gallon very shortly. And in some of the worst-case scenarios, you could be even talking as high as $5 a gallon.
Flynn says he thinks gas prices over $4 a gallon could push the U.S. economy back toward a recession. Rising energy costs are also having an impact on food prices. Jacob Goldstein with NPR's Planet Money team in New York says that other factors are also involved.
More than a third of the corn grown in the U.S. is now used for ethanol. Another big factor is economic growth in countries like China and India, where more people are entering the middle class and eating more meat. And then on top of these long-term trends, we are seeing some short-term issues driving up prices even further. The rise in oil prices you were talking about makes it more expensive to grow and transport food.
So what does this mean, Jacob, for the price of food here in the United States?
Well, food prices have actually been rising much more slowly in the U.S. than in other parts of the world. Over the past year or so, the price of food in this country only rose by about 2%. That's because the price of basic food staples like wheat and corn, they make up just a tiny fraction of the price we pay at the grocery store. We're mostly paying for labor and marketing and everything else.
That's Jacob Goldstein with NPR's Planet Money team in New York. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is reiterating the U.S. apology for the mistaken killing of 9 boys in Afghanistan last week in a NATO airstrike. Gates describing that incident as a setback. He's in Afghanistan today meeting with that country's president, Hamid Karzai, who has previously rejected American apologies for the killings as inadequate. Gates is also meeting with American commanders, and he says the U.S. is well positioned to begin withdrawing troops from Afghanistan this summer. The Space Shuttle Discovery has undocked from the International Space Station for the final time. A ringing bell marked the moment as Discovery Commander Steve Lindsay bade farewell to the crew of the orbiting outpost.
Discovery, departing.
Houston and station, physical separation.
Separation confirmed. Discovery has undocked at 6 a.m. Central Time.
NASA commentator Josh Byerly there. The shuttle leaves behind a new storage room, tons of supplies, and a prototype robot for the space station. Discovery set to make its final landing on Wednesday. A new survey by Consumer Reports finds nearly two-thirds of the nation's young drivers may have used a handheld phone while behind the wheel. Poll also says about 30% of those under age 30 view that behavior as dangerous. This is NPR News. Voters in Bell, California have a chance this week to recall and replace members of the city council who are facing corruption charges. But NPR's Ina Jaffe reports the recall election has stirred up new divisions in the small blue-collar city.
The leading candidates who were once united against the officials charged with looting more than $5 million from Bell are now divided into two camps. One is United for Bell. Their 4 candidates have been endorsed by the Los Angeles Federation of Labor and the police union. Then there's Justice for Bell. Their 3 candidates received hefty contributions from a retired L.A. businessman who's been derided by the other side as a, quote, crazy Tea Party guy, an affiliation the man denies. One 34-year-old candidate died last Friday. He'd been complaining to friends about the stress of the campaign. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
3 new films are the biggest draws at movie theaters in North America. NPR's Trina Williams reports on the weekend box office leaders.
Animated feature Rango is the top draw with an estimated $38 million. Johnny Depp voices the role of a cowboy chameleon trying to tame a town in the Wild Wild West.
You see them, Mr. Rango? People have to believe in something. Pick it up. Your destiny awaits.
You are going to save us, aren't you?
Count on it, little sister.
The Adjustment Bureau debuted at number 2. Thriller is the latest from actor Matt Damon. Beastly is the 3rd favorite among moviegoers. It's an updated version of the classic Beauty and the Beast. Finishing in 4th and 5th place are Hall Pass and Romeo and Juliet. Trina Williams, NPR News.
Stocks are sagging into negative territory on Wall Street. The Dow is now down 23 points. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.